I felt it as being phenomenal. It has been really extraordinary. I think that in coming into this Congress, there was a great deal of pessimism in the church. There was a huge amount of negativity about it elsewhere, in the media and so on. That has continued, but the pessimism is gone. The church really has been looking open-mouthed, the official church has been looking open-mouthed at its own event and thinking, wow, it's still there. The spirit, the spirit of Ireland is as healthy as it was. You know, the hunger is still there. The question is still there in many, many places, in many, many hearts. And, you know, the media have continued to photograph the empty seats when they could find them and, you know, stand in the middle of the arena at lunchtime and deliver reports about child abuse and so on. But in the meetings have been full, overflowing, huge numbers of people turned away, having to, you know, they're printing up CDs of the meetings and they're selling like hotcakes. They can't keep them in stock. It really has been an amazing event, in my view. You know, they keep talking about the Eucharistic Congress of 1932. Well, you know, without being glib about it, but that was before television, you know. So it was before the European Championship. It was before Coronation Street. It was before all kinds of things that distract people now. 100,000 people in 2012 is worth, I would say, 2 million in 1932. So I'm really encouraged. But I'm mostly encouraged by the quality of the discussions that have happened, the discourse about the meaning of things. To see that there are people who are actually going now to the heart of things, who are penetrating to the really heart of human, the human question, of human existence, and that simple childish Catholicism is gone forever.
Other people have commented on that too, that the people who are here really want to be here and know why they are here, and they're here because they've questioned things and they've thought things through, as opposed to in 1932 when people just went because it was the thing to go to.
Oh, exactly. People have been. And you know something else? I think that a lot more people would have come if they'd had, first of all, known in time what it was going to be like. If they picked up the pessimism. And I think there was a bit of pessimism put out by the church, you know, that they didn't really, I mean, the church really didn't so much, the official church didn't so much want it to happen now. The timing was bad, you know, but they took it. And in fairness to them, they did a wonderful job. This has been a fantastic event at an organizational level. But I think many people really, when they start hearing about this from the people who go back, will think, I should have been there at that. You know, I mean, I would have been there if I'd known it was going to be like that. And, but that's all right. I mean, we can have other events, you know, and there will be other events. And I've no doubt this will be the start of something really big. Because I do think that question now has, the awareness has really percolated through to the center of the church's thinking. That actually, things are not anything like as bad as they imagined. That there is a great life in the church in Ireland. It has been slumbering because each of us has been a kind of isolated in our own hearts, because we kind of felt we were alone. Now this Congress tells us we're not alone.
That's a big part of people's faith, isn't it? The idea of not being alone. But you also talk about the media, and you yourself would have a lot of profile in the media. And one of the papers that you write for the Irish Times. And, you know, it struck me that it was strange that there was both yourself and Breed O'Brien speaking here during the Congress, but the Irish Times themselves didn't take a stand, whereas the Irish Independent did take a stand but didn't have anybody speaking. Does that say anything to you, or is that just a casual observation on my part?
It is a bit odd, I must say. I didn't know that. I was more interested in the coverage, and I mean, I have been deeply disappointed in general by the coverage in the Irish Times. I think it's extremely hostile, extremely peevish, reductive, narrow-minded, really not adding anything, any knowledge to anybody's heart about anything. I suppose, in some ways, this is about demographics. You know, the Irish Times speaks to a certain constituency, which is, you know, the new pseudo-rational constituency of South Dublin, primarily, and that is the problem. I mean, that in many ways, the reduced culture of reason, that's the centre of it. I think it is, it is very, as somebody who has been with the Irish Times for over 20 years, I mean, it is deeply disappointing to me that it has such little respect for the spirit and for the intellectual approach to these questions, especially given that, as you say, two of us have been, you know, two of the columnists of the newspaper have been central to this event. There's something to be looked at there, I think, on all sides. But, you know, I do what I do, and they do what they do. And you know, I, you know, out of concern for them, I would say to them that there is something they need to pay attention to. I would say, you know, there are people who hear, and they are real people. And it alarms me that only a very small minority of the people here would be readers of the Irish Times now. That they used to be, but they're not anymore.
How do people respond to you and to what you have to say?
I mean, I'm completely bowled over by the response. I mean, I had no idea, really. I mean, I do speak a lot of speaking around the country, but they're generally small groups, you know, maybe 100, 150 people, sometimes larger in Navinas and things like that. In Knock, I spoke to a lot of people last year, and you get something of a response there. That it gives you a sense of something massive. But here, I mean, I literally cannot cross the hall, the main hall. I mean, I try to go in to meet somebody. It takes me an hour to get across. I'm not being egotistical about it. I'm just saying these people recognize that what I say means something to them. Now, that has some value in our culture. And unfortunately, what we've learned this year, this week, I think is you know, it's ironic. It's actually more chastening for the media than it is for the Catholic Church. You know, they're trying to chastise the church. They are chastised by this event because they have missed it.